The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Loshon of the Mitzvah, that's the subject of our Masechah, Masechah Chagiga, is the Mitzvah being Oyle Regel, Ri'iyo. Let's try to define what the Mitzvah is in terms of what the Mitzvah is called. The Mitzvah is called, on the one hand, we call it being Oyle Regel, it's the going up, we'll translate it literally, Oyle Regel, going up by foot, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the Mitzvah, in a more correct sense, the Korban, is called HaKol Chayav B'Ri'iyo. The Mitzvah is the Ri'iyas Pnei HaBayis, the being Mekabel, so to speak, Pnei HaShchina, discussed in the last year, Bahar Hashem Yeroya, the seeing and being seen, like the Rambam puts the Mitzvah, on the Har HaBayis. Not so much the going up, but the being, B'Ritzpah, Al Ritzpah, So Azor, that's the Mitzvah. So what's the term that we use of being Oyle Regel? That's why we call it in Davni, Chazal, in establishing the Nusach HaTvilah. Call it, we're going to Visham Nale V'Neiroa. Nale V'Neiroa. Are they both? Which one is the Mitzvah? Interesting that there's a Pasuk in the Torah, the Pasuk is in Parshas Kisisa. The Pasuk of Le'yach Moedish Ar Ba'aloyscho, which talks about the Benjamin gives Avtoka to Klal Yisrael, that nobody will attack Jewish owned land. And by the way, this is one of the Rayas, that those that want to bring Rayas from the Torah Min HaShemayim, is that nobody would ever write a man-made document that can't be held up, that can't be protected. If you write in the Torah, if Moshe Rabbeinu Latzei Chalila wrote the Torah, and he wrote into the Torah, Lo Yachmedish Artzecho, then three times a year he was subjecting himself to refutation as soon as somebody would walk into a Yiddish piece of land. If nobody ever questioned, in 2,000 years nobody questioned the Torah, none of Klai, so that means that it never failed. The Layachmed Yishatzukho is a Haftokho Gmura, then nobody will covet, nobody will take away Yiddish on land, the Goyim will not attack and take over Yiddish land, Ba'aloyscho to be other regal. Is the Aliyah of the Mitzvah, Ba'aloyscho, the Pasuk says. That means that the Mitzvah is the going up. Yiluvid Rabbeinu Bechai, B'Shem the Medrash, on this Pasuk, and Rabbeinu Bechai brings a pasuk in pasuk Yonavi, Tirmasno Regel as horo sheyalu rag beregel. It says that they went up Tirmasno Regel, they trampled by foot. The as horo is that the Oyle Regel should go up by foot, seemingly as opposed to going up by any method of transportation besides foot. The Gemara brings, the Medrash brings, the pasuk in the Shirashim, Mayofu pamayich banolim ragle bas nediv. And the Gemara says this refers to the Mayofu, how beautiful Pamoyich are your steps, bina olim ragle, the footsteps of Bas Nadiv, which the Torah refers to, the Medrash refers to, as Bas Avram. Avram is the ultimate Nadiv, he was the one who gave himself over, he's called Nadiv, his Midah is the Midah of Ches, the Midah of Advanus. Bas Nadiv is the Klai Yisrael that's Oyle Regel. Again, we see an emphasis on the being Oyle Regel. The Sugi by us, and Dav Gimel, says that the Chiyuv is only Mishu Yochel Alas Viraglo. If somebody is crippled and he can't go up by foot, he's not mechuyev in other regel. It wouldn't be a tnai in the mitzvah if the mitzvah was not the going up. On the other hand, in the Yerushalmi, we'll get back to the deeper significance of the going up by foot that the Medrash is alluding to at the end of Mi'etz Hashem. In the Yerushalmi, says that Ashirim would be oiler with their behemoth Yerushalmi, they would go up on their hand. In the Yerushalmi, by us in the beginning of Chagiga, that the Ashirim would go up on their animals. They would go on the animals, and the shoes of the poorer class that had to go up by foot would be worn out. To come to Yerushalayim, they would have to go to the shoemakers to fix the straps of their shoes. It seems that there is no tnai, no chiv, no mitzvah to go up by foot. Or, if we want to say it differently, we could say that there's a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah going up, we say the mitzvah is going up with one's own efforts. Let's say, if we would want to argue that the definition is that one has to go up with one's own feet, because that's the mitzvah. But if we look at the mitzvah as a function of ri'iyo, liroisu leheirois, the way the mitzvah is described, hakol chayav b'ri'iyo, the going up is functionary. The only way to get up to the azorah is by going up. There's no mitzvah in the going up itself, and that's why anybody would be able to go up any method of transportation that he so chooses. So it seems like we have over here a dual reality in the mitzvah being like the regular, it's mechayev a definition. What Achronim want to taina is that there's two parts of the mitzvah. the part of the mitzvah which is functionary because everybody comes from their own place at their own pace and at their own time. Everybody's coming, one family is coming from Bavel, one is coming from Eretz, from the north, the south. One family is coming from Tveri, one family is coming from Ashdod, one family is coming from Be'er Sheva, one family is coming from Haifa, up in the north. So everybody comes their own way. That's not the mitzvah itself. That is a function of Gedas Kilu, if you want to call it, a hachona for the mitzvah, a chetimtza. And that, everybody came their own way. The poorer class didn't have animals to ride, they had to come with their own feet. That's set out earlier. The richer class had animals that came up. Then there's the going up from Yerushalayim. Nobody lived on the Har Bayis. So they were encamped in Yerushalayim. They had to eat karbonis, which is, again, the subject of Al Masechta, the eating of karbon chagiga, the karbon chagiga, and the shalmi simcha, and the other karbonis that were brought Yom Tif. One of the main celebrations, which we're going to have to define, the halacha chiyuvim of eating basar kachim on Yom Tif. But that was one of the ikur celebrations of Usmachtin Lufnei Hashem, was to eat basar kachim. That was done in Yerushalayim. Clear, everybody stayed in Yerushalayim. How they found lodgings in Yerushalayim is one of the nisim, one of the great nisim. Everybody had a bed, everybody had a place. But everybody was in Yerushalayim. The going up from Yerushalayim proper onto the mountain to go up on the Har Habayis, the Bahar Hashem Yeroa, that chelik of the mitzvah is not just functionary to get up and to see the Azor. That's a chelik of the mitzvah itself. Again, the mitzvah is re'ir, so the mitzvah is definitely the re'ir pnei Habayis. One is only yoytze the mitzvah when he's re'ir pnei Habayis, and he brings the carbon elis re'ir. But the going up is not just a hachona, a necessary hachona for the mitzvah, but it's part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. Over there, the Chazal defined Klai, so that went up by foot, Ragle Bas Nediv, Mayofu Pamach, everybody went up by foot, Timas Neregel, there's an issa to go up on an animal, everybody walked up, rich, poor, there was a great combination. Klai so went up as one, there was no separation of classes, there wasn't a highway for luxury cars, and one highway for people going up on horses, and one highway for people going up by foot. Everybody went up together. That's part of the Ragle Bas. That's part of the beauty of the Ragle Bas. They all went up together as one. On a more basic sense, when we're talking about different mitzvahs, which part of the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah itself, and which part of the mitzvah is just a necessary prerequisite, and what are the halachic differences of somebody being oisik in a mitzvah? There's a sugya in Sukkot Av Chofei, it's a sugya of not shluchi mitzvah, but oiskim b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, where Mara says somebody who's oisik b'mitzvah is potter for mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. And over there, the Ritva, again that's in Sukkot Av Chofei, says that there are two dinim of oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. One, he says that the halicha atzma, when a person's going by derech, it's talking about over there, is the mitzvah itself. The example he gives is havoas ha-meis. The being malavin mes, a person's walking, accompanying an oroin. There, the halich itself is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mal. It's not just the mitzvah as you're walking in order to get to the beis hakvaros to answer amen to the last kaddish. The being malavin the mes is the mitzvah itself. Haknasas kala, going to a chasa, accompanying a chosim a kala to the wedding party, the entourage, is the mitzvah itself. And the Ritva adds aliyah l'regel, the going. The aliyah, the regal, is itself the mitzvah. It's not just a hachono for the mitzvah of ri'as pnei abayis. Mashenkim b'sham mitzvahs. Hazeh shteit in ritva. Ha'omnom. The achronim ask a kashin. The sugim, psochem dav ches and mebeis, it says that halicha b'regal, the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, lo yachmed ish ha'atzucho, the Gemara says that there's a din of shluchei mitzvah, not on the mitzvah itself. The Gemara says over there that why do I need a pasuk l'yachmed d'sh'atzecho? L'chay shluchim mitzvah enim nizokin. So the Gemara says over there that we need a pasuk because the aliyah l'regel is not considered the mitzvah itself. L'yachmed d'sh'atzecho is when a yid who lived in Haifa abandoned his farm for 3 weeks in order to go to and from the Beis HaMikdash. The leaving Haifa and the going is not the mitzvah itself. That's the going on the way is just functionary. He's not considered shluchei mitzvah. He's only preparing himself to do a mitzvah of when he gets to the Har Habayis. So has the Ritva say, what we mentioned, Sukkot Av Chofei, that aliyah l'regel, the halicha itself, is the mitzvah itself with the din of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The Teretz is, like we said before, The Aliyah L'Regel of the Gemara Masechet Daf Ches, we're talking about somebody who's leaving Haifa, like we said, to get to Yerushalayim, that's functionary. But the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which is a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah of Re'iyah, is the mitzvah of Halicha L'Regel, the Mayofu Pamayich. The reason why there's a t'nai in the mitzvah, the Mishani Yochalalos L'Raglov, is potter, is because that's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go up. The mitzvah is not just to be in the base of English. The mitzvah is to go up. That part that everybody does together. And over there is an issue to go up on an animal, like we said, from the Medrash. Oy bazoi, that would be considered the mitzvah itself. That's what the Ritva is talking about. Now let's add something regarding the sugya Pesachim Dav Chesam and Beis. The Gemara Pesachim Dav Chesam and Beis that we mentioned says like this. It says, Mi she'en lekarka potur me'aliyah l'regel. Why? The Pesach says, L'yachm l'yishatzecho. So the Torah clearly defines the mitzvah aliyah l'regel in terms of somebody who has karka. Frekti turi evin, by osm chegiri davov. So why does the Gemara have to go through all Arichas Chusim Yitzhah Shem the next few dav? That a koton, when is Mukhuyiv? How is Mukhuyiv Aliyah L'Regel? Is it the Raisa, the Rabban, the whole Makhloitz between the Rambam and Rabbi Shainim? L'Cheir Poshut. A Koton is Misha and L'Kaka. L'Cheir should be Potter based on that. And, as well, the Turi Evin adds, if there's a separate tour called Misha and L'Kaka, look at the Mishnah that base. The Mishnah lists a whole bunch of people. Oshir, whole bunch of different types of people who could go up, can't go up. The Mishnah doesn't include Misha and L'Kaka. What is this? It's not part of the list. Of Hakol Chayav Biriyah Chutz Mi. Why is it not mentioned in Al Hamokoyim of whose Potter Miriyah? It would seem that it's a separate din. It's not the essential Ptur Mi Aliyah L'Regel. It's some other din. So there's a landmark Avnenezer. The Avnenezer is in Erechayim, Chelik of Erechayim, Simen Shin Lamed Vov. And the Avnenezer proposes a sweeping Chiddush which has ramifications in a lot of areas in Halacha. Avnenezer says that by definition there are mitzvahs that are mechayiv of a person. There's no way to do the mitzvah except with prior preparation. There's certain mitzvahs where theoretically somebody could do the mitzvah without preparation. You can't say that before the zman of the mitzvah a person's mechayiv to prepare for that mitzvah, since the zman hakiyuv doesn't exist. Well, let's explain what we're talking about. Here we have a mitzvah where the mitzvah is being oil regal, the chor theoretically a person could live in Yerushalayim, the ragle harabayis, and the mitzvah will take him a half an hour, whatever it is, 45 minutes to walk up and to present himself, to be mishtachave, to bring his oil asriya. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah does not include the hechrak by definition, the 2 weeks before the halicha to come from, again, from where they live, Bavel, Haifa, Tveria, wherever they live, that's not by definition part of the mitzvah. So the Avnenezer, 2 weeks before Yom Tov is not the Zman HaMechuyeves of the mitzvah. So what's Mechayev a person to make a Achronah? It's Mechuyev 2 weeks before Pesach to be oisking the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. The mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is on the morning of Yom Tov. And that's coming up from Yerushalayim, going from where is Yerushalayim, going up to the Har HaBayis. That's the mitzvah itself. Why is it Mechuyev to come from 2 weeks before? Says the Avnenezer, it's only because by Aliyah L'Regel there's a special Zeres HaKosuv. The Torah is teaching us that besides for the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, there's a separate mitzvah for a person to be Beteach Bashem, to show his trust in the Rabbi Nisham, the same way Shemitah, a person leaves his field for a whole year, to show the fact that the Kiliho Oretz, over here also 3 times a year, a Yid shows that the Rabbi Nisham's presence runs his life, and he leaves behind all his nechosim, he leaves behind his animals, his farm, his land, his orchards, and so on and so forth, and he goes up to Yerushalayim. If you don't have karka, you can't be mekayim da mitzvah. You're not mechuyiv to be mekayim da mitzvah. A person, the Gemara says in Pesach Dav Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri lived in Netzivin. If he didn't have karka, Taisa says over there, then he wasn't mechuyiv to be Aliyah L'Regel. So he's not mechuyiv to leave Netzivin in Bavel and go up 2 weeks before Yom Tov. That is a mechuyiv that comes from the possible Le'ach Me'yushatzecho. But the mitzvah of being Aliyah L'Regel, of course he has the mitzvah. That's why it's not Mishnah Daf Beis. As I state in Avnenezer, which would mean that a Koton would not be Mechuyiv to make the trek from 2 weeks before because Taka'im Le'Kaka. But if he's in Yerushalayim and he's there on Yom Tov and he could go up, then he's Mechuyiv to go up. And that's why the Gemara has to be done. Is a Koton Mechuyiv Aliyah L'Regel or not? Adkan Divrei Avnenezer. The Avnenezer includes a sweeping chiddush that before the Zman HaMitzvah, you're not mechuyev to make any achronis for the mitzvah, which would seem to beg something almost ludicrous. That means the person doesn't have to have an esrig on sukkahs because he's not mechuyev to go to a store and to mutshizich. He's not mechuyev to be matriach himself between Yom Kippur and sukkahs to get a lulav. Wake up the morning of Yom Tov, the first day of sukkahs, clap your hands on the shpizin of Avraham, and a lulav is supposed to appear. Of course, by definition, if you need to be mekayem a mitzvah, you need to prepare it before. Every mitzvah needs, not every mitzvah, but many mitzvahs, you need a hachana by definition before the zman mitzvah. When are you supposed to get a lulav and esrog, if not in the weekdays before sukkahs? Only sukkahs in the morning. So the exact parameters of the chiddush of Avnei Nezer are not clear. Clear that one does have to. Avnei Nezer discusses the context where the Gemara says in the sugyas of Pesach, who's mechuyev koris for not bringing a korban Pesach, one who's outside the ritzvah so azora at the zman, the afternoon of erev Pesach, and he doesn't bring a korban Pesach, is not over on the issur koris v'chod lo yishahu, and he doesn't bring a korban Pesach. That's only chal on somebody who's there in the azora. Even if he's standing 2 miles away from Yerushalayim, or even 200 feet away from Yerushalayim, and he's not in the mokum that's roy for the korban, he's also not mechuyev koris. Avnei Nezer says that means to say the person not mechuyev to be matriach for the mitzvah. Those that argue in Avnei Nezer say no, that's not a raya. Over there, there's a separate din. We have for bittul mitzvah saseh, there's rachman al tzan a chiyev koris. For bittul mitzvah saseh, there's never a chiyev koris. Chiyev koris is for all the averes in the Torah that are below saseh, eating chelev, eating chametz on Pesach, doing melach on Yom Kippur, and so on and so forth. All that are averes b'kum v'aseh. For not doing a mitzvah, say there's no chiyuv koris, unless one is mevatel the mitzvah by being in the makom that's roy to bring the korban and not being the korban, or milo, where a person is roy lomul and he's not gemal. For that, there's a chiyuv koris. On that, he has to be in the place, but that's not a clause it's not a din klali in all mitzvahs that one is not mechuyev to be matriach before this moment. So that's the way the doichim deal with that raya of Avnei Nezer. But that's what Avnei Nezer does with this difficult question of what do you do with the din of Misha and Lekarka and mechuyev v'alil regel? How does that fit in with the Masechta? It's not even in the sugis by us. That's what he says. State in other achronim that lefi what we proposed before the kashas miyushiv, the din that loyachmi yishat zochos taka a separate din. That's not part of the mitzvah aliyah regel. That's achronim for the mitzvah. Mishen lekarka state is not mechuyev in that. Mashiach in the mitzvah of aliyah, not because one is not mechuyev to deal with the mitzvah before. There's no din of loyachmi yishat zochos before this man. The mitzvah aliyah regel per se, which is part of the mitzvah, that's only the part of going up from Yerushalayim to the Har Bayis. That a katan would be mechuyev to do. Not like that, he wouldn't be mechuyev to do because he's not mechuyev to be matrich before the zman mitzvah. That's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is going up from Yerushalayim to the Har Bayis. The coming from further away to Yerushalayim, that's the mitzvah leyach. That's Arban the chiyuv that we learn out from leyach meishatzko. Similar to the Avnei Nezer in a way, but it's without that sweeping clause of there being a klal b'chol ha-mitzvahs. We'll add one more point to this discussion about the essential aliyah l'regel being from Yerushalayim, and the chelik, like we saw in the Ritva, the chelik of coming to Yerushalayim being the hachon of the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah itself, and that's why a person can come up on an animal, is that there's a sugya in that base. Gemara later on, Dan's, Beshamai, Beshillel, what's the age of a koton who's mechuyev to come up? Kol she'eni yochel lirkav al ksef of shalovim v'lazos mishalayim v'har abayis mamish an infant if v'sham b'zil says he has to be able to walk, but walk from where? We're talking about a family, we'll call them the family of Ben Shimon, and they live in Tzvas, and the pasuk is teaching us you have to be able to be oylo al raglov to be mechuyev in mitzvah lila raglov. Oylo al raglov from where? To walk from Tzvas, to take a bus from Tzvaz, get off in the central bus station in Midtown Yerushalayim, take a cab and walk from the old city. What exactly is the shir of being able to walk or not? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say the mitzvah is defined by the being able to walk or being held by his father for the walk from Yerushalayim. The mitzvah is from Yerushalayim? The mitzvah is from wherever you're coming. Now, the way we explain, Pashut, the etzem mitzvah, therefore the shir of the ascent, the nature of the mitzvah as far as the chiyuv katan is concerned, where is the walking considered part of the mitzvah itself, the essential mitzvah? From Yerushalayim. The walking mimkoima is not a chelik of the mitzvah itself. Look at the Gemara in Davov. The Gemara talks about the Gemara says over there that his mother could bring him to Yerushalayim. That means in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the way we described it last year, which is the mitzvah is part of the father's mitzvah, the Rambam says, of bringing the katon, of bringing his child for chinuch, that's incumbent on the father. That's only if he can walk from Yerushalayim. To bring him to Yerushalayim, that his mother could bring him. What is the mother doing in Yerushalayim? Women are not mechuyev in regel, because she's mechuyev in simchas hachag, is mechayev to come. We'll see. I mean, it's Hashem to eat basa kotchim in Yerushalayim. She doesn't have to go up to Yerushalayim, but she has to come into Yerushalayim. So the mitzvah would be defined in terms of his father taking the child from his mother. Those days they were much more gender separated. The mother took care of the children. The father brought the child to the kiyum mitzvah up to the higher bayis. In that case, the mitzvah, the shear of the mitzvah, as far as shear cotton, shear chinuch is concerned, is bringing the mother, giving over the child to the father in Yerushalayim, bringing him up. That's the mitzvah. We'll add one more point that Svarim tell us that we mentioned before the pasuk of Mayofu Pamayach Ragle Bas Medin, the Chidah brings from the Arizal that the Sholosh Regolim are called Regolim because the part of the person that they stand connected is what's called, we have the Sheva Midos that we talk about, the Sheva Sfiros that we talk about in the Sfiros HaOmer, Chesed, before that, but the seven spheres that we talk about are Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, and Malchus. The three legs, so to speak, the tripod that carries Klal Yisrael, Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are the three Yom Tovim. The Torah says, Ragli Bas Nadiv, the Yom Tov of Pesach is Keneged Avraham, the Yom Tov of Yitzchak, I'm sorry, the Yom Tov of Shu is Keneged Yitzchak, the Yom Tov, the Shofar of Mashiach is the Shofar of Keneged Yitzchak, and Vayas Yaakov Sukkos is the Yom Tov of Sukkos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. So the Sholosh Regolim are not called Regolim just as times. Aliyah L'Regel is the feet. The way what we pointed out before that the essential mitzvah includes walking up with one's own feet is that because that Alpi Kabbalah is the part of the guf, not so much on a physical level, but on a spiritual level. There's also something called Einayim. There's also something called Yodayim V'Raglayim. There's also something called the guf and the Yisoyim, and so on. On that level, the Sholosh Regolim that the Yom Tov, the Kedusha of Yom Tov permeate, are the Regolim, the three legs of Netzach, Hoyd, and Yisoyim, and that's why there's Akpada to walk up a regal, because that's the part of the Guf, Kloli of Klal Yisoyim, that we were sacking. The Rebbeinu Shem should give us this chus, Yiratzen, Shibana, Beis HaMikdash, from Meherim, Yomeinu, V'shom Nala, V'nerov, Nishtachim, V'fonecho, V'sholesh, Pomer, Aglenu. Amen, V'amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.